This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Assam is now the center of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati today. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure, and also strengthening the local supply chains in this region. India is working on a mission mode for low-cost manufacturing process, added the PM. The Prime Minister said that the law and order situation of Assam has improved during the last few years, as the centre and the state government have signed several peace accords. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Addressing the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit on Advancing Semiconductor Horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, the Union Minister stated that the semiconductor plant in Jagirod will transform Assam into a semiconductor hub. The Union Minister informed that the centre has sanctioned two new Amrit Bharat trains, one train coach manufacturing unit at the BTR area and one train engine rebuilding unit at Leumding. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both the countries. Mr. Goyal today held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of the progress made so far in accelerating efforts towards reaching a fair, mutually beneficial and balanced free trade agreement. Speaking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, there was a very positive discussion on various issues.
भारत और यूनाइटेड किंगडम के बीच हमारे संबंध हमारे व्यापार के संभावनाओं को हम बड़े रूप में आगे लेके जा सकते हैं मिनिस्टर रेनॉल्ड्स उन्होंने नए दृष्टिकोण से कई विषयों को चर्चा में लाए हैं और मुझे विश्वास आ रहा है कि ये फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट सही दिशा में आगे जाके दोनों देशों के व्यापार उद्योग दोनों देशों के लोगों के समृद्ध भविष्य के लिए एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा
The meeting of Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election was held at Parliament House today. During the meeting, the committee held interaction with legal experts. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted extensive searches at over 60 locations across the country in connection with the Gain Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. The coordinated search operations are being carried out in major cities including Delhi NCR, Pune, Chandigarh, Nanded, Kolhapur and Bengaluru, targeting premises linked to the key accused. Prime Minister Modi has extended his greetings to Kashmiri Pandits on the occasion of Herat Porsht. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the festival is closely associated with the vibrant culture of Kashmiri Pandits. He also wished for harmony, good health and prosperity for everyone. One female passenger died and 22 others were injured in a collision involving a private travel bus on the Mumbai to Agra highway in Maharashtra's Dhule district earlier this morning. The injured were admitted to the Shirpur sub-district hospital, while 8 critically injured passengers were transferred to Sri Bhau Sahib Hire Government Medical College and General Hospital in Dhule. According to officials, the bus was travelling from Shirdi to Indore via the Mumbai-Agra highway. A Delhi court today awarded life imprisonment to former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a murder case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jaswant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on 1st November 1984. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists have surrendered today in the Bijapur district of Bastar Division. Among them, 4 had reward of 23 lakh rupees for their capture. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the Group B clash between South Africa and Australia at Rawalpindi was called off due to rain. Both teams now have 3 points each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.